Years of talk so far have failed to sort it, yet the federal government's declaring it wants to hold a workshop to help end the long-running Trans-Tasman trademark battle over a lucrative type of honey. Manuka honey, which many claim has significant health benefits, is produced by bees that collect nectar from native trees found in both Australia and New Zealand. Yet the Kiwis want exclusive rights to the word Manuka. From Canberra, here's political reporter James Glenday.
Well, I've been using Manuka honey for years.
Kourtney Kardashian is just one of the many LA-based celebrities who believe in the benefits of Manuka honey.
I love, like, as much natural stuff as I can get.
The product's been promoted by the likes of actress Gwyneth Paltrow and tennis star Novak Djokovic, and in recent years, its price has soared. The honey is produced by bees from nectar from trees found in New Zealand and Australia. But here, local beekeepers say their Kiwi counterparts are threatening their livelihoods.
It'd be absolutely devastating. It would devastate a lot of people's businesses and the industry here.
Paul Callender from the Australian Manuka Honey Association says the problem is some New Zealand producers are determined to trademark the word Manuka. The Kiwis argue it has Maori origins and should be exclusively reserved for New Zealand honey in the same way the French use the term champagne, though the Australians disagree.
We have no problems with the New Zealanders using the word Manuka with a macron over the A or a double A, which is the correct spelling and has a meaning in New Zealand. That's absolutely understood. But the way we spell it as Manuka doesn't have any of those. And so we simply want to be able to use our own spelling of our own word to trade as we should be able to trade.
The debate has raged for years. A court decision is due within months, and now the Australian government is getting involved. The Trade Minister, Dan Tehan, raised the matter with his New Zealand counterpart yesterday, calling for a unified Trans-Tasman push to market the product. In a statement to the ABC, he said,
I propose that the Australian and New Zealand governments jointly facilitate a workshop with our respective Manuka honey industries, including in areas such as industry development, research, joint marketing, technology sharing, and addressing fraudulent honey products.
Australian beekeepers have welcomed his intervention, though they're not convinced the Kiwis will be interested. They'd like to see the federal government do something more drastic, like ban New Zealand honey imports to force them to negotiate.
New Zealand's Manuka is from the same plant Australian Manuka's from and produced by the European honeybee, so honeybees can't tell a difference, nor can the consumer nine times out of ten, except with the label on the jar.
Dr. Peter Brooks from the University of the Sunshine Coast has researched the chemical properties of Manuka honey for a decade. He's supporting the Australian Producers Campaign and would like to see more politicians advocate for a truce in the trademark battle.
If we lose that name Manuka honey, we'll lose about 500 beekeepers, I reckon, which are small to medium businesses, family-owned businesses, that could go broke.
That's Dr. Peter Brooks from the Sunshine Coast University, ending that report by James Glendane.